Dan Shoof. I'm the Secretary of the Department of Administration.
Let me ask you, first of all, is this as bad as it looks? I mean, this, at first blush, certainly appears to be a daunting financial challenge for the state, especially with as little time left in the two-year budget that we're currently operating under.
Well, I would say that, first of all, it's not completely unexpected. The State Medical Society decided to file this suit 3 years ago, and certainly there are plenty of court watchers in Madison and throughout Wisconsin that would suggest at that time that a 4-3 or 5-2 decision was likely. So we have understood that this was a possibility. We think that a question could be asked on why this was such a big priority for the state's doctors. Remember that this fund has $645 million in it. With this decision, the state will be required to find $200 million to put back into this fund to make it $845 million. So it will sit in that fund rather than being used to pay for kids' health care, which where we sent it 3 years ago on a bipartisan vote of the legislature.
The Legislative Audit Bureau in March released a report indicating that the fund actually wasn't as healthy as it ought to be, and raising some concerns about the ability to, you know, have the money in the budget and also pay out.
I really disagree with some of those findings. That it was an actuarial study that would suggest that if every case that even somebody had filed an intent to sue a doctor was found with the negligence of a doctor and paid out maximum payments, and no other dollars were put in through the routine fees that are put in, that's the where you can reach an actuarial negative balance. But the fund, in a cash basis, has north of $600 million and will now have north of $800 million. So it is a healthy fund. This is one of the best states in the nation to protect, that protects citizens and doctors and injured patients, but also has very good rates for medical malpractice insurance. And it's because of this fund. And the decision 3 years ago to use some of these dollars to pay for healthcare needs did not diminish that.
You know, it doesn't matter now because the court has made the decision. But you clearly think that Judge Nowakowski, Dane County Circuit Judge, 3 years ago made the correct decision when he dismissed the suit at that time.
Well, I would say that a job of a constitutional officer is not to question the Supreme Court when they've made a decision. So I'm not questioning the legal decision that was made today by the Supreme Court. I just think in the way we run our government, once a decision is made by a Supreme Court, it's not the job of a constitutional officer to question that. So that decision is done. So my quibble is with the decision of this special interest group to continue to pursue this, even though the state is facing the Great Recession and facing such hard times across the state. That's the question that I have.
Fair enough. And in your view, where ought we prioritize to look for savings to pay the money back into the fund? I mean, at the point at which the court is presumably going to, in fact, ask the state to do that, and I guess we're still not quite sure when that's going to happen.
We're not quite sure when that will be, but it'll require continued cuts. It'll require some cuts in the medical assistance program that was a transfer into that fund, so it'll have to be money will have to be taken out of there. It'll require cuts across state government, and we're still working out those details.
Very good. Dan, I appreciate you taking the time this afternoon. You bet. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Bye-bye.